Okay, gentlemen, we begin. So we've spent a good amount of time discussing Chaliva b'Shabbos, and I think what emerges, we'll see a number of shitas in Rishonim. Chaliva, the Gemara seems to say, is also because of Mefarik. Mefarik, we don't know exactly what it's a tolda of. We don't know exactly what that means. So the position that I think is the dominant position Rishonim, we're going to call this the view of the Rambam and the view of Rashi, is that Mefarik is a tolda of Dosh. And that's the view of the Rambam and that of Rashi. And all the Rishonim ask, led by Tosis on our daf, and the Rishonim all over Shas, ask a series of questions. But the core question that they ask is, we know that when it comes to Dosh, Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, Dosh requires Gidulei Karka, and presumably an animal is not considered to be Gidulei Karka. That's the presumption, that's the indication. So how is it that you can maintain Dosh? So there are, I'd say, three core approaches how Rashi will deal with that question of Ein Disha B'Gidulei Karka. Approach number one is a simple approach. The dominant approach is what's cited by the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos of the Rambam Periches Halacha Zayin. Tosis alludes to it and rejects it. The Yireim alludes to it and rejects it. And they all maintain that, no, a cow is called what? Is called? Gidulei Karka. And don't think that Gidulei Karka means that which grows in the ground. Rather, Gidulei Karka means that which is sustained by the ground. So really, you could argue that a cow is considered to be Gidulei Karka. That's approach number one. The second approach that is cited by the Rishonim is that he rejects this concept of Ein Disha B'Gidulei Karka because that indeed is a machlokes in the Tanoim. Chachamim say Ein Disha B'Gidulei Karka, and therefore when you're potsei achilazn, when you crush a chilazn, extract its blood, you are not over the Yisr Dush because the chilazn is not Gidulei Karka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're over the Yisr Dush because Yesh Disha Afilu Shelo B'Gidulei Karka, that's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe Rashi and the Rambam hold like Rav Yehuda against the Chacham. Now, why is that not such a comfortable position? Yachid the Rab, Malacha Karab. So to say that he's holding like the minority view of Rav Yehuda is a little uncomfortable, but that's an alternative approach. And the third approach, which we didn't emphasize much, but we just talked about 3 weeks ago in Bidud, was that perhaps Ein Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka. But we're not talking about Dosh over here. What are we talking about? Toldas Dosh. And when it comes to Toldas Dosh, when it comes to Tolados, who says the Tolda is limited by the definitional circumscription of the Av Malacha? Maybe it has its own life, and as a result, Yesh Disha, Yesh Toldas Disha, Afilu Shelo B'Gidulei Karka. Okay, that is Rashi. But because of these difficulties that Rashi is plagued by, you have other shitas. For example, you have the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? Memachik. And then you have the Yesh Omrim in Rashi in Maseches Shabbos Andaf. Sari, hey, the Yesh Omrim of Rashi says what? Says Kotzer. Wow. That's interesting. Kotzer Tolish. Let's just discuss that for a minute. So Rashi cites this view and rejects it. He doesn't like it because he says, that's not really called kotzer. Kotzer is when there's some kind of adhesion, a connection. Here, the milk in the udder is what he calls it, remember these words, pukid va'akir. It is not, it's like a water balloon. It is not adhesing to the surface. It's just held there. It's just... But once you milk it, it releases. That's not called. Is the Amri in Rashi? A Yesh Omrim in Rashi. There is, by the way, another shita cited by the Egle Tal, which is similar to Kotzer. It's Gozes, shearing. But if I were to ask you, you're getting a Bechina, you're creative thinking Bechina. And my question is, why would you argue? In what sense is milking a cow, Rashi rejects it, but in what sense is milking a cow part of the kotzer, and I'll say slash gozes family? Why would you say such a thing? Mr. Silver.
Kotzer is usually cutting off something from its source, so you're, in a sense, cutting off the milk from its source of the cow.
Okay, good. In other words, another language that you'll have for kotzer that we find in the Rishonim is oker, Davar Migidulo. When you uproot something from its source of growth. Source of growth. So when you pluck a fruit off a tree, that's for sure kotzer. What's the corollary of what's gozes? What's gozes mean? Give me an example of gozes. Shearing. Give me another example. Give me another example. Cutting your fingernails is gozes. Taking a haircut is gozes. Cutting your cuticles is gozes. What do all those things have in common? Shearing, haircutting, fingernail cutting. What about amputating a limb? Would you call that gozes?
No, it sounds
like gross.
That was one time gross.
Would you call that gozes? What is hair, nails, shearing, they grow back more than that.
It's things that come...
Yeah, but so is your arm.
They're all milk. External parts of your body.
One sec, before you get that, they're all...
They're all things that are continuously growing out of your body.
And
the arm is a...
It's external.
Unnecessary to the body's growth and development.
Well, I'm not sure that's right. You're right, but more than that.
There isn't like the godroom.
This is what I'm looking for. You're all correct, but you're not. They're omed lihinatel. They're meant to be taken off. You're meant to shear your fingernails. You're meant to cut your hair. You're meant to shear the wool off the animal. They're omed. They're meant to be taken off. As opposed to your arm, which is an organic part of... It is an organic part, and therefore it's not meant to be taken off. And therefore cutting your arm would not be gozes. Cutting hair would be gozes. So if I add that layer, by the way, are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos on day 22 of the baby's life? No. Which means doing a bris milah on Shabbos is a malacha. It's a malacha. Which malacha is it? Bris milah b'Shabbos. So I'm saying, in light of what I'm saying, is there might be a difference lahalacha. There might be a difference lahalacha if you're circumcising a Jew or circumcising a Gentile. If you're circumcising a Jew, what malacha is it?
Gozes.
Why? Use my words. Use my words.
It's supposed to come off.
It's supposed to come off. In Hebrew? Omed lihinatel. It's omed lihinatel. It's meant to come off. By a Gentile, it's not necessarily meant to come off. Therefore, it might be us still, but not gozes. Not gozes. So why might you argue milking a cow is in the gozes kotzer family? Because it's attached. Yes, Rashi says not really, but let's forget that. It has some kind of attachment. It grows inside the cow, and now you are severing it from its place of growth. It is omed lihinatel, though it's meant to be disattached, and therefore it's gozes. Usually we assume kotzer is by plants, gozes is by animals. But that's kind of the idea why you might argue that it's in this family. Yes, you'll have the Prash himself says, it's not really attached. It's just sitting there. It's not really, really attached. And if it's hard to say gozes, but you could argue, no, it's sufficiently attached. And that is called Melechez gozes. Then you have another Shita. And this is the Shita of the Yerayim, which I gave you, in Simen Reish Ayin Dalet. The Yerayim says, an unbelievable Chiddush, he says, I reject Rashi. I don't believe cows are going to be like Kaka. I am not willing to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against Chachamim. And I think told us also have to be Gidulei Kaka, be a part of Dosh. And therefore this is rejected. And comes on the Arameen, he says something incredible. And he says something incredible. What does the Arameen say?
Tochen.
Wow. Tochen. He says when you milk a cow, the Isser is one of grinding. How do you get to grinding? Milking a cow is grinding? That's a big, big stretch. So I just want to highlight. why is it such, why is the Iranian saying such a wild idea? Answer, because he just can't tolerate. Dush is not a possibility. Ain't Disha Elabidule Karp. So that's not a possibility. He has to come up with something else. He came up with Tochen. What in the world is the nexus between milking cows and Tochen? How would you understand this concept? Yes, Kain Sedek. What? Talk like a London Avikon. Talk like. Yet, what I want you to do is tell me what Tochen is. And now, what is the relationship between milking cows and Tochen? I would like you to create that bridge. I need the bridge. How you get from Tochen to milking cows? So I need to understand Tochen. I need to understand milking cows. Yes, Mr. Kimmel.
It's grinding is when you rub two things together.
When you rub two things together?
Yeah. Or when you put something between two things that you're rubbing together.
Give me paradigmatic grinding. What is the paradigm of grinding? What are you grinding?
Grapes.
Grapes? You're grinding grapes? Yeah, wheat is your paradigm. Wheat. You have a kernel of wheat, and you put it into a millstone. Okay, we'll take that, a grinder. And you produce what?
Flour.
So you take something that is guf echad, one unit, one entity, and you mash it, you smash it, you break it down into its component elements. That's grinding. So what's milking? Ethan! Speak loudly.
When you're taking wheat and you're grinding it into
flour. I got the wheat part. Give me the milking.
You're refining it into something that you can use for consumption.
Okay, so I like the word refining. I like that word. Tochen is a process where you're engaging in refinement of the product. You had wheat. Open your eyes wider. You have wheat and you're processing it, going from wheat to flour, which is a step in the process on the journey towards bread. So it's a processing of big piece to usable small pieces. Okay, good. Processing, refinement. How does that have to do with milking? Aryeh? You have basically an animal that is not drinkable, and you are essentially converting this big fat cow into, now you're taking a part of the cow. And you're basically rendering that part of the cow now processed into milk through a mashing type of mechanism. And says the Rabbi Yerayim, that's a tolda of Tochen. Is it exact? No. But if I could give an analogy, a bad analogy, but an analogy, mashing a banana is a malach of Tochen, according to Chazon Ish. Mashing a banana, mashing. So here you're using a mashing type of process on the udder, converting now the cow into a liquidy mush called milk, and analogous to that process. That is the shita of the Iranian. Is it, you ask me kasha. Don't ask me kasha. It's like, yeah, but it's not the same. I agree with you. It's like, I don't need that kind of kasha. I agree with you. It's not perfect. It's difficult. He's stuck. What's he stuck with? He's stuck with, I can't tolerate dust, I gotta come up with something else. So that is, I think, an explanation. It's difficult. I'm not saying it's smooth. It is not a smooth shot. But my job here is not to, is just to try and explain to the best of my ability what the Iranian is saying. Yes, Bark. If you have a baby, you'll know. Babies can't eat bananas, they can eat mashed bananas. Yes.
I don't understand how can we think that, like, saying a cow is, you like talk about how that's a stretch, but like this isn't a stretch.
I'm not saying that's, again.
Why is this intolerable? But then
I hear you. Fair enough. That's a fair comment. Ein hachanami, but he is of the opinion that, and based on sources, based on certain Gemaras, that cows are not gidulei karka. So once you accept that, then dush is not an option. Now it's not an option, so what is it? So now he's kind of stuck, and that's what he suggests. Yes, no?
Based on that tohe logic, then plucking a fruit from a tree would also fall under tohe, because you're finding something that you can't eat.
So what's the answer to Noah's question? Noah asks, yeah, Aryeh?
You could eat it, but you
reach your mouth. Okay, I think we do better than that. Ooh, Daniel Jaffe, yes. Okay, that's what Aryeh is saying. I would say the following. This is what I would say. You still need a process of tohe. So plucking is not tohe. In other words, you have to engage in a process where you're in, like a mashing pu'ula, where you're pushing something. You're mashing the udder. You're squeezing the udder in a similar way that you'd be breaking down a a kernel of wheat.
The action is done directly to the wheat. Here it's done not directly.
You're working on the behema to produce the liquid. So it's a push. I'm not denying it's a push, but that's we're trying to give some kind of explanation for the rem. Yes.
Something that could help as a think about a garlic press. You put a garlic in the press. And you squeeze it out, and then garlic comes out. It's very similar to milking.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, what grinder?
It's like the pepper grinder.
Peppercorns, yes, right, right. Okay, Weiternschatz. Okay, Rabosai, so that's the lay of the land. We have a nice lay of the land, Gabriel. And now I want to dig a little deeper. So we yesterday on Zoom, I'm going to do a quick chazar of yesterday because I know you guys are allergic to Zoom. But we saw the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And the Gemara in on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis has the following very, very fascinating move that the Gemara makes. The Gemara starts off talking about Sochet of Eshkol Anovim. And the Gemara says, when you're Sochet Eshkol Shel Anovim, you are allowed to do it into Ochel, and you're not allowed to do it into an empty bowl, or to mashke. And the Gemara explains, what's the difference? Why is it allowed into Ochel, not allowed here? Because if you do it into Ochel, it is Ochel haba le'ochel. Up here, it was Ochel. When you squeeze it for the juice, but it ends up absorbed in food, it was in Ochel, and it now is in Ochel. So it has not done what? It has not really changed. It might have changed for a second, but it didn't really change, and therefore that is not called a malacha, that's mutter. However, if it's into an empty bowl, then you violate an issur. Why do you violate an issur? Because what did you do? You changed form. You turned it from ochel into mashke, and what do we call that when you squeeze something to generate a new mashke? What do we call that? Schita. That is called schita, which is a tolda of what?
Dash.
Yafeh. Okay, very good. Halacha lamaisa. If you want to have tea and you want to squeeze lemon into your tea, is it allowed?
No.
It's not allowed. Not allowed. But let's say you want lemon in your tea. So if you squeeze lemon into sugar, now it is mashka habala ochel, and then you can pop that into your tea. That's the position of the Mishnah Berurah, and that is how he paskin. No questions about that, unless it's a good question. Yeah. Nah, you put it into sugar so that the sugar absorbs the juice.
Is that why we put the coffee the first?
No, nothing to do. Yeah.
But isn't like what's the difference between liquid and liquid and liquid food? Like it's still
because liquid and liquid. Did you make liquid?
You made liquid.
Whereas liquid into food, it's still stuck in ochel.
Isn't the coloring an issue?
Okay, coloring?
Yeah,
okay, we'll get there. We're not up to Tzovea. One thing at a time. Okay, Rabosai, Vaiterin Shas. Then the Gemara says, from this statement, the Gemara says, therefore, Therefore, from here I can derive mi divrei Rabbeinu nilmad that cholev into ochel is mutter, and into an empty bowl is aser. So when you read that Gemara, this extension from here to here, and you read it with the lens of Rashi, using Rashi lenses, Yitzi, 90 degrees. Excellent. If you look at it from the lens of Rashi, does this make sense?
Yes.
Thank you, Gavriel. It makes sense. Why? Because dash into food, mepharic into food, you're not doing anything. Into liquid you are. Cholev is also in the family of dash. Same exact idea. Makes perfect sense. According to Rashi, this Gemara is golden. And in fact, Tosas, on Daf Ayin Gimel, our Daf, if you remember, when he quoted Rabbeinu Tam, he said this Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it says, Mamachek is a knockout punch. Is impossible. But according to Rashi, Nicha. So Rashi's good. Your notebook is so blank today.
My mind is so full,
though. I wonder. We will find out. Okay. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos asks a question. I don't understand this case of cholev. Because after all, good, I get it. Mefarek, dash, schita into ochel, mutter. I get that. But there's another issue over here. Mefarek, schita, all of that is a tolda. Let's talk about the Av Malacha for a second. When it comes to the Av Malacha of Dash, how would you characterize the Av Malacha of Dash? How would you characterize the Av of Dash? Yes? Separating Ochel from Solis. Is a kernel attached to a sheaf? Sheev is inedible, kernel is going to be food. You separate that connection, that is dash. So says Tosis, right now I have a para, and it's Shabbos. Is the para ochel or psolis?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos, it's psolis. And now I take the para, and I milk it. To get what?
To get
ochel. So what did I just do? I separated ochel from psoles. And that's dash. It's a malacha. And why is it mutter? If it's dash, I don't have this hetel l'toch ochel. I have the hetel l'toch ochel when? If it's mefarek, the tolda, good. Schita, good. Extracting liquid. But here I'm not talking about extracting liquid. I'm talking about separating ochel from psoles. Or mashka from psoles. That's the Av Malacha. So how does Tosa get out of that problem? So Tosa says, check that. When we made this extension, when we went from Schita to Cholev, we assumed that that extension was made from Shabbos to Shabbos. That's what we assumed. Not true. When we said Cholev over here, Shabbos, to Yontif. And when they talk about a heter of milking a cow into food, only on Yontif. But on Shabbos, it's us mishum dash. Yonah, 90 degrees.
I can't see over Shmuel.
Don't worry about it. Now shift. Shift close to Ike and you'll see good. Okay. Shh. Now, what is Tosis saying? On Yontif, what's the status of the para? It's ochel. Why is it ochel? Because it's roi la'achila. And now you're separating ochel from ochel. That's mutter midin dosh. That's not us. That's like slicing bread. You could slice bread. You can go and milk a cow. Mitzad dosh. Your only question is now the schita. Schita l'toch ochel is mutter. So what Tosis did is he said this whole malacha, this whole sugya, when it comes to haliva, is talking about yontif. But the bottom line is, if I were to ask you on your test, are you allowed to, on Shabbos, milk a cow into ochel? What's your answer?
No.
Your answer is, according to Tosis, no. According to Tosis, you can't. Only on yontif. And what did the Ron say? What was the Ron? I forgot already. That really, just because what? There's an Isser Shechita on Shabbos, that's an Isser Gavra. That's not going to convert a nice, good-looking cow from Ochel into Psolas. That's external to the cow. You want to tell me that something is Psolas, it has to be internal, not an Isser Shabbos that is Aryeh de Revia Alei that creates the Isser. No. Okay. Now, I've also said the last thing I want to do. The last thing I want to do. And this is what I want, this is really what I want to talk about. Because all of this is chazar. Now, Rabosai, watch this. Good. Good. What? I didn't hear you.
It's okay.
I feel left out.
That's a shell of the berries.
Okay, Rabosai, how many shitas do not hold of Rashi's definition of chaliva? We have a bunch of others. We have Rabbeinu Tam holds memachek, and the Urayim holds tochen. Rashi holds Kotzen, is another shita out there that holds gozes. Now, if you're any of those alternative shitas, how in the world do you understand this Gemara? If it's dush, like Rashi learns, I totally get why milking a cow into food is mutter. On yontif, I get it. But if you are talking about memachik, smoothing out the udder, who cares? Whether it's into ochel or whether it's into mashke. If it's kotzer, who cares whether it's into ochel or into mashke? If it is tochen or gozes, it shouldn't make a difference. And therefore, how do these Rishonim understand this sugya and Daf Kuf Mem Daled? That is an outstanding question. A question so strong that that's probably why Rashi, despite his challenges, learnt as he did. So, is there any way to defend those shittas? So I want to share with you an idea. It is based on an extremely cryptic line of a Ramban, which then on the other side of the page, the Eglei Tal, otherwise known as the Sukachava Rebbe, otherwise known as the Avnei Nezer, develops a Mahalach. Ethan! What is going on today? Fatigue is not allowed. Okay. So let's see the cryptic line of the Ramban. The Ramban is found in our Daf, Kuf Mem Daled Amud Beis, source number 5. And he says as follows. We're going to read where it's underlined. Umitoch shemaleches ochel nefesh biyontif bidvarim sheyev shalasas meir of yontif shari. Maleches ochel nefesh on yontif is allowed. As long as you need to do it today. So is food better if it's cooked today than if it was cooked yesterday? Do we like fresh food better than leftovers?
Yes.
So you're allowed to cook on yontif. Why? Because fresh food is better than leftovers. And therefore, cholev nami betocha ochel shari, you're allowed to milk a cow into ochel, The afal gav de malachahu. Even though it's a what? It's a malacha. But you're allowed to do it. Why? Because of malachas? Ochanefesh. One second. Ooh. Because of malachas ochanefesh. But into an empty cup? Look what he writes. V'cholev letoch ha-ka'ora de'bemleches mashkinhu. Lo hutcher b'yantif. It's not allowed. Now when you read this cryptic and confusing line of the Ramban, what are you like, what are you thinking? Prima facie. No? Yeah! What are you thinking? Is the, what's he saying? What do you think he's saying? What do you think he's saying? Early! Sounds like he's saying that the heter of Meleches Uchel Nefesh is only by
food.
But if it's drinks, beverages, no heter. And therefore, to milk a cow into food is what? That's food enhancement. That's mutter. Into an empty cup? That's also because that's called meleches mashkin, not meleches ochel. Seems to be what he's saying. Can that be true? Comes along Shmuel Bark, and Shmuel Bark says, according to this Ramban, I'm not allowed to prepare tea on Yontif? Is that really true? I can't make a coffee? I can't heat up water? Is that really true? Says Shmuel Barak, that's against Mishnayis in Maseches Beitza, Beitz Dafid Beis. You're allowed to heat up water on Yontif. That's Meleches Ochal Nefesh. Can't be. Can't be that that's what he means. Can't be. Mishnayis. So what does he mean? Look at the Egleta. We're going to just cut to the chase and look at Os Tes Zayin. Says the Egleta, I'm going to read it and you try and explain. V'yesh Lomar. Gam lema shehevi haramban shuvas harif. The heter biyantel tzarech ochal nefesh or toch hakara aser mishum demeleches mashkin lo hutar biyom tov. Ubir hadvarim. The af distia bichlal achila umishna shlema shaninu. Beit shame omrim lo yecham adam cham el ragav elam ken roy l'shtia. Mikomak. In other words, you're allowed to, shtia and achila is the same. There's no difference between tea and basar. Mikol makom, me'achar shebechalivaso, osehu mashke, harei nase davar chadosh, shilohuta b'yomtov. V'ze tam haramban, b'ktsira, v'tseida, sha'asurin b'yomtov da'avei meleches avoda. Kevan shitzad davar shalohaya brishuso klal vechen ksira shaoker davar mi gidula. Stop there. What's Ramban say? Shmuel.
That when you're taking when you're milking into a plate, you're doing kosher because you're taking. Ah! Oh, shucks.
Excellence. 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 Says the Rambam. What does Meleches Ochal Nefesh on Yontif allow? Does it allow everything? Does it allow anything you want? For example, can you go ahead on Yontif? You're really hungry. You don't have so much food available. Go to the backyard and pluck down oranges. Can you do that on Yontif? You can't do that. Can you go ahead and trap a deer to shecht and cook? You can't. There's certain things you can do and certain things you can't do. What's the line? What's the chiluk? Says the Ramban. Says the Eglei Tal, explaining this Ramban. Maleches ochal nefesh allows you to take a raw material and process it. As Noah said nicely, to enhance, to render it more edible. However, to create, to generate anew, that's not called Maleches Ochal Nefesh. That's not processing, that's new creation. And therefore he suggests, when it comes to cooking, yeah, that's processing, that's enhancement. But when it comes to milking, what are you doing when you milk?
Creating.
You're creating new milk. You're creating, that's what he means by Maleches Mashkin. You're creating it new. That's not part of the Hetter Maleches Ochal Nefesh. And he says, for example, kotzer. If it's attached to the ground, it's not really called an apple. It's something new. It's something that's mechubar lekarka. When you now harvest it, you're changing its status on a sufficient level to call that a maisa yitzira, a creation, a new creation, as opposed to an act of processing. And that is what he suggests is the chiluk, and therefore perhaps, according to all these Rishonim, using the Ramban's model, so two steps. Step number one is we need Tosfos, that this whole of milking into food is only on Yontif. We need that step, because we're going to rely on the Heter Ochal Nefesh and when it doesn't apply. So you have to be on Yontif. If you're on Shabbos and you reject, you like the Ram, this whole Shtickel Torah goes down the tubes. But once you're in the world of Tosfos, that says you're in the world of Maleches Yontif. And now we have this Chiddush of the Ramban that Maleches HaMashkin is creation, whereas Maleches Ochal Nefesh is enhancement of processing. So perhaps that will explain why, if your kotzer, if your goes is, etc., it's still going to be Asran Yontif if it's into an empty dish, because that's called the Yetziras HaMashkin, a creation, and creation is not part of Heter Ochal Nefesh. The only thing that's part of Heter Ochal Nefesh is the enhancement of food. Therefore, if it's into food, it's allowed. If it's into an empty dish, it's going to be Aser. Adkan. Have an excellent day. Shkayach. Great to see